Well, good morning, Grace Community Church, to our Sunday morning service. It's the 29th of March, church, but not as we know it. I know it's difficult. I trust you're all keeping well. Before we go any further, let's pray. This is a prayer for us and a prayer for our loved ones and a prayer for our community, a prayer that we've used many times in Grace Church. But listen to the words as we pray this together for those around us. It's taken from Ephesians 3, starting at verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. That's a prayer that we can pray for ourselves. That's a prayer that I pray for you, and it's a prayer we pray for our communities at this time. I want to continue with the theme that we've been looking at over the last weeks and months. I want to pray that God will encourage us and illuminate his word to us. I want to pray that God will enable us to see breakthroughs in our lives and for our communities in these times that we live in. So normality goes out of the window. I'm preaching to the wall. I'm going to get photographs of all of you and put on my wall so I can at least see your faces. We've been talking about anchors in the storms of life. And when we look in Acts, it tells us about Paul's journey, that he was shipwrecked, and that the men let down four anchors. And when we think about an anchor, it will keep the boat secure through the storm. It will hold it in one place. And what I've done is I've taken that theme of four anchors and I've used it to say there are things in the Bible that are anchors for me and you. The Bible is an anchor. Christ is an anchor. Hope is an anchor. And we've been looking at love last week. We looked at love being an anchor. We hear so often people say, surely it's all about love. But in the English dictionary, when we think about love, we just think about one word. When you look through scripture and biblically, it's more than that. It's bigger than that. So, you know, you have storge love, which is an empathetic love. It's a bond. You have philios love. It's a friendship. It's a brotherly love. And that's what I want to talk about today. You have eros, which is a romantic or a sexual love. You agape, which we spoke on last week, it's an unconditional love. It's God's love for me, you, and humanity. God so loved the world that he gave Christ Jesus at whoever. And we want to preach to the whoever as well to ourselves. So when we say it's just about love, we need to ask ourselves the question, which love are you talking about? So when we hear things like love has no age, well, it does when it comes to eros. It does when it comes to romantic and sexual love. Love does have an age. When it comes to being empathetic, when it comes to having friendship, when it comes to unconditional, there's no age. God is no, there's no age with God when it comes to his unconditional love for his people, for us and for those around us. He loves us and he loves those around us. We're seeing so many acts of kindness at the moment from society. That's because we're all made in the image of God. We're all made in the image of God, but only those that are willing to hear his call will be redeemed. And the gospel is the thing that we want to put out at this moment. So I want to encourage you as we look through this together. I'm going to start off in Hebrews 13 verse 1. It says this: keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. This is the storge love. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. It goes on as we read, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so Some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison, those that are bound up, as if you were together with them. It's an opportunity to be mindful, as I said before in my video, of those around us, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. God's word is an anchor. God's love is an anchor. And his love for me and you is an anchor for us in the storms of life. And the world is going through a storm at the moment. And this is a very timely message, I believe, as we look to him, Christ and him crucified. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. He changes not, even though the seasons change, even though we're in this unprecedented epidemic at the moment. We've not seen anything like it before, where countries, nations, rich and poor alike, have come to a standstill. In Romans 12, verse 10, be devoted. Look at that word devoted. It's more than just they're there, how are you today? Be devoted to one another in love. And there's that word love. We're not talking about the eros love. Here we're talking about the philios love, the friendship, the brotherly, the we're in this together love. Be devoted, it says, to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. You know, think of others before you think of yourselves. See, God gave Christ. He gave. And that's what we should be doing at this time. Giving of ourselves and sharing our faith and being an encouragement. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour. And there's an opportunity that we have. Sometimes when we switch on the TV or we listen to the radio or we read a paper and it's doom and gloom. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't take this seriously. We should. But Christ Jesus is still the same. Yesterday, today and forever. We still have an eternal perspective. We still have a gospel to preach. We can't leave our homes, but we can pray it out over our communities. Christ Jesus is the ultimate answer to all the world's questions. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope. Hope is an anchor, remember. Be patient in affliction. We're not immune to what's going on, but God's promise is the same. He promises you that he'll never leave you or forsake you. Hold him to his promise. Hold God to his promise. Lord, you said you'll never leave me or forsake me. Help me through this storm. Be my anchor. Be my shield. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Prayer is an anchor. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. It goes on to say, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, grab this portion of scripture in 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear brothers, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. As it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. We're talking about love. You know, when we grab hold of the agape love, the unconditional love, God so loved us, so we should so love others. It shouldn't be conditional to how they treat us. It should be conditional on how God treats us. God has forgiven me. I need to forgive others. God has blessed me. I need to be a blessing. God has given me his word. I need to share that word. That's what it is to show friendship, brotherly love. That's what it is to be the philios love in the communities around us. So let me encourage you, church, to be strong at this time. In Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard, running down Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robe. It is as the dew of Hermon, were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. It's a picture of God's anointing dripping off his people. It's God's spirit within us that will enable us to love the unlovable. It will enable us to give to those that don't deserve it. It will enable us to befriend those that are difficult to befriend. We're talking about God's love being an anchor. But God doesn't want us just to keep what he gives us. He wants us to share it. So as we go forward in our prayer life, let's pray these things over our community. Let's pray that people will know, will turn to God at this time, and will find salvation. In 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. It's something that has to come up from the inside and out, not just a superficial love, not just this there, but the agape, the philios. You know, it's going to be difficult to have the philios without the agape. You know, God's unconditional love for us surely is an anchor. And when we draw together, when we come alongside one another, when we are compassionate, when we are generous, then we can show that sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart, it says in verse 23, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and eternal word of God. God will give you the strength to receive his love and to share his love. You see, friends, we have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable seed. There is an eternal perspective for us. There is a gospel that is true, and the gospel still needs to be shared. So as we're preaching, as we're ministering one to another, we can pray that gospel out over our communities, that people will see what we see. In John 13:34, it says this, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. How has God loved us, I hear you ask? I'm glad you did. Well, he gave of himself, didn't he? The agape of the Father was the unconditional love. The agape of the Son is the unconditional love. He didn't love us because we loved him. He loved us. He loved us first, even while we were dead in our sins and transgressions. So when we look at our neighbours and our friends and those around us, God loved us before we did anything good. We should be loving others with that brotherly love. We should show that compassion. We should be those that understand that they're born of God's Spirit. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so that you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We are a witness as a church globally. When we wear that badge that says, I am a Christian, a follower of Christ, people will look at us. And one of the marks for us as Christians that will set us apart is when we don't bicker, when we don't split, when we're not divisive, when we're humble, when we're honourable, when we love one another with this brotherly love, that we show true understanding, that we have that generosity in our hearts, then those around us will see it. And at this moment in time, there are many men and women who are showing hospitality and love. And they're doing it outside of Christ because they've been made by God. They've been created in God's image. So they have that capacity of good and evil, the same as me and you. So let's pray that at this time, those people that are serving unconditionally, the agape love, those people that are sacrificing their own needs for other people, let's pray that they will weigh that up with Creator God, that they will know that this is what God has designed them to be like, and that they can have more of this. So we're talking about love, we're talking about being an anchor. Let the true love of the Lord be an anchor for those around us, as well as for you. So this is a message where I'm trying to speak to us as a church, and also encourage you to speak this word out over our communities, because we are seeing some unprecedented things at the moment. But we're also seeing the United Kingdom come together as maybe it hasn't been coming together since a world war. In 1 Samuel 20, verse 17, it says this, "And Jonathan and David reaffirmed their oath one to another out of love." Jonathan reaffirmed his oath out of love. As he loved himself, he loved David. And that's the brotherly love. That's a picture there. When you read the story of David and Jonathan, you'll see how they want to work with each other and for each other. They had each other's best interests at heart. That's the love that we're talking about, being an anchor. When we are willing to humble ourselves and give. When we are willing to humble ourselves and receive from the Holy Spirit so that we can give. When we realize that we've been born again of His Spirit so that we can give and that we can receive. So church, as we go through this season, let's be encouragers. Let's be those of good cheer. When we look at the scripture in Acts 27:25, Paul says this, "So keep up your courage, men." You know, they was in a dreadful situation where the boat was going to be lost and all their lives were going to be lost as well. And here he says, "Have courage." And he goes on to say this, and I find this incredible. He says, in the midst of the storm, he says this to those who are willing to listen, "Be of courage, men, for I have faith in God that will happen just as he told me." So you can stand in faith for the fearful. You can stand in faith for your neighbor. You can stand in faith for your family members who are concerned at this moment and fearful for their lives. You can stand in faith. They may not believe what you believe, but you believe what you believe because Christ lives in you. So you are the hope for those around you. Christ in me, it says, the hope of glory. We have an opportunity, friends. We have an opportunity, church, not just to sit in our homes and use this opportunity to get more sleep, but to actually to pray and to praise and to give thanks and to speak this word of truth and revelation out to the world around us. You see, God still moves. God still works in a tremendous way. I like to read scripture, as you know, and we're going to continue to go through a few more of these as time allows. In 2 Timothy 3, it says this, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days." Yes, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I'm sure you'll agree with me, we've seen some of that. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. Now, when we look at that portion of scripture, what's being told to us here are not just about the world around us, but the church around us. It's talking about false teaching. It's talking about being wary. It's talking about being mindful. It's talking about what we're seeing and what we're saying. And there are people who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. We need to acknowledge the power of God. Not just have a form of godliness, but be repentant, be thankful, be those that will humble themselves and see the power of God move. Amen. Let's continue. Love is an anchor for me and you and those around us in the storms of life. In Romans 1:25, it says, "They exchanged the truth about God for a lie. They worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised." It's so easy when we speak about love. It's just about love, isn't it? And then we see all the atrocities. It's just about love, and we see abuse of that word. But the love we're talking about today is the philios love, the friendship, the brotherly, the sisterly love. That love that we're starting to witness from those around us, strangers being compassionate towards us, strangers offering to do good deeds for one another, strangers offering to put themselves in harm's way to save other people. That's a God-given gift right there. Let's pray that this love don't just stay in the church, but it goes out into our communities so people can acknowledge that there is a creator and they can worship him rather than worship created things. So let's pray about this love being an anchor, not just for us, but for others. In Matthew 10, verse 28, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. At this time, when we grab hold of the love of God, the agape love, the unconditional love, we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to be fearful of the enemy. We don't need to be fearful of the evil one as he comes to try and destroy, because we need to be of good courage and believe that God will do exactly what he said he will do. He is victorious. We don't need to be fearful of the enemy's schemes. The Bible says that the devil prowls around looking for that which he may devour. Well, he can't have you and he can't have me, because we belong to Christ Jesus. We are one with God as Christ is one with God, because Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that means that his word is an anchor. So when we take this word friendship, love, when we take this word agape, love, when we take this word and we distribute it amongst ourselves, it becomes an anchor, because we know that God loves us and we should love others. And we don't need to be fearful of the one who can kill the body, but we need to be fearful of the one who can put us in hell. But for you and me, we lay hold of that scripture that says, oh death, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your victory? Doesn't have me and it doesn't have you. Why? Because we are not people of fear, but we are people of faith. So let's embrace that love and let's share that love with each other and those around us. Let's pray it out. As I bring this word to a conclusion, in Exodus 12:22, it says this: take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top of both sides of the doors. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top of the sides and the frame, and he will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your house and strike you down. He will not permit the destroyer to strike you down. When we take that portion of scripture, yes, it's an Old Testament portion of scripture, but let me tell you this. The Bible says that the blood of Christ, without the shedding of Christ's blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. It's a powerful thing, isn't it? The blood of Jesus. So we can prayerfully and mindfully take his blood. We can plead his blood using our words. We can apply his blood using our faith over the doorposts of our homes, the doorposts of our loved ones, the doorposts of our families. And we can believe, because we have courage and we have our trust in God, that no weapon forced against us will prosper. Everything that the enemy means for evil, God will turn it for our good. We need to trust God at this time. We need to believe his word. We know we're not immune, but we also know that we are favored, we are blessed, and that we can be that blessing. So let's take his blood at this time and let's apply it over our lives. Let's believe that God will do a miracle within us. In John 3, verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. That's a message for you. That's a message for me. That's a message for all those around us. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. That's all. Let's pray that those around us will turn to him. For God so loved the world. And the love there isn't the philios love, the friendship love. It's the agape love. It's the unconditional love. You don't have to buy this love. You just have to receive it as a free gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. That's a promise for me and you, shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God came to give, not to take. The only thing he will take is your sins, but he will give you life in all its fullness. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But it then goes on to say, but, and this is the choice, God loves you enough to give you the choice to choose. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they do not believe in the name of the God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead. Light instead of the light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth, the Bible says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to know him. People around us need to know him. That's an expression of true love. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that they may be seen plainly. It may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Let's pray for our friends and neighbours. Let's pray that they experience that anchor of love in their lives. God is a good God. God is a gracious God. God is a God who wants to encourage us. So my last scripture is this, back to Acts 27:25. So keep up your courage, men and women, is what I say to you, for I have faith, and I trust that you will have faith in God, that it will happen just as he told us. Just as he told us. That he loves us, that he intercedes for us. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your agape love. We thank you for the love that you have for us, which is unconditional. Father, we thank you for the philios love, the love that we can have for those around us. Father, we thank you for the expression of gratitude that we have in our nation at the moment. And we pray that they would see the light of the love of Jesus Christ through the works that they do on a daily basis. I pray, Father God, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will sustain our care workers, that you will be with the vulnerable, that, Father God, that you will bind up the broken hearts and set the captives free. We pray, Father God, that your gospel will go out not just with words, but also with deeds. But those deeds will be deeds of manifestation of your grace and your power. We pray, Father God, right now for the miraculous to visit us, the miraculous to visit our land. We pray, Father God, that you would get the victory. We pray, Father God, that you would bring hope where there is no hope. You would bring health where there is no health. You are the victory. You are the anchor in the storms of life. So, Father God, bless us so that we may be a blessing. Amen. Amen.